What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. Wherever you're listening from, all around the world. By the way, hit me up, James_Levesque on Twitter. My Instagram is James_Levesque. Let me know where you're listening from. I love when people screenshot me or tag me and podcast questions online. And so exciting. This thing is growing in leaps and bounds. We're having every single week is a record week. We're having numbers that we just could never imagine. And look, it's attributed to you. You're the investors. Well, it's about to get hot under the collar. Pun intended. We're calling this episode Hell Yes. Hell Yes. When did it become cool to not believe in hell? Like, was I falling asleep on this? When did it become like you're cool and radical to think that hell doesn't exist? Like, it can't just be a book, right? It can't just be a weird wannabe hipster pastor that came out with a book that made all of us think. Like, when did like rethinking hell become something? That makes it like, what? Where was I? I'm looking, these people are like so, like, because the Pope came out a couple weeks ago and was like, well, he might have said there was no hell. And I'm like, what, dude? And a lot of other people laugh at this guy. Like, really, bro? No hell, you nuts? And then all of a sudden, all these, like, they call themselves rethinkers. You're not rethinking anything. You're nuts. First of all, the Bible's filled with hell. All right? Filled with it. A woman argued with me on Twitter and was like, oh, it says, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, whosoever believes in him will not perish. It doesn't say hell. I'm like, what? I probably fired back at her 15 scriptures that talk about hell, the lake of fire, where you'll be doomed. You know what I mean? You'll be cut off. I mean, come on, guys. Really? Seriously. Don't make me take you back to the edge of Anayoshi. You know what Anayoshi is? No, you probably don't, friends. It's a little coastal village in Japan. And all around there's these 10-foot tall stone tablets. And this is what they say on them. High dwellings are the peace and harmony of our descendants. Remember the calamity of the great tsunamis and do not build any homes past this point. Because there was a tsunami in 1800s that wiped out 22,000 people, and they no longer built on the bottom of that village. They built above so the waves could never hit. You know what happened, friends? You know what happened over the years? People started thinking it's not real. Well, no, that's kind of, that was like a panic thing from our former generation. The best waterfront is down below. The best life is a life of sin. Oh, no one really cares. Who cares about these old? You're so old with that thought. Ah, you're so old. That was like my grandfather's. That's what he did. Nobody thinks like that today. That's not progressive. Forget the mile markers. We're going to build below. And they did by the hundreds of thousands. And sure enough, in 2011, judgment came to their decisions, and a great storm arose, and a tsunami came in the likes that has never seen, and hundreds of thousands were wiped out. To this day, 230,000 people still are displaced. To this day. And guess what didn't get displaced? The 100-mile markers all around the mountain that were put there by their great-great-grandfathers warning them of the great tsunami and don't ever build below this point. They've been warned. But hell's not real. Nobody believes that anymore. That's been the foundation of our gospel. There's a heaven and a hell. And if there's a hell to shun and a heaven to gain, and then it starts with eternal insecurity. See, we can't publicize hell. And unfortunately, the enemies come in there and got everybody living in this condemnation and fear. And then it's like, well, I kind of suck. And then it's like, well, if there's no hell, then that's great. I feel better now. It's not how it works. We're going to drop some truth bombs on you when we get back. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey, everyone. Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. Look, we're talking about hell, yes. Hell is real, friends. I hate to break it to you. It's so ridiculous we have to have this stupid conversation. Just like those mile markers in the coast of Japan, this has been the gospel from the beginning of time. There's a heaven and there's a hell. And I don't know where, because there would become this fascination with hell years ago. This busted up 80s Christianity made you scared of hell, right? They just thought, well, I'm going to scare you into hell. Wish we'd all been ready. Thief in the night. And like we just all thought we were going to like go to hell accidentally. And then it kind of turned into like, well, no, God's really good. Yeah, he's really good. No, he's so good. No, God is so good that there's no such thing as hell. What? Where does that come from? Dude, listen to me. Why are we going off two sides of the cliff? Why is it like I'm going to hell for a bad thought and now I'm just not ever going to hell? I could do whatever I want. Hell no. Listen to me carefully. Don't you be the person that was warned in Japan and didn't listen. You better be careful. Because believing there's no hell starts to believe there's no heaven, starts to lead into there's no God, and you're burnt toast. Absolutely. I fail all the time. I never wonder if I'm going to hell. Not a chance in life. And it's not because I'm a minister. It's because I'm secure in his love. 100%. I don't set who goes to heaven or hell. God does. But the reality is you cannot have a righteous God and a loving God that gives people an opportunity their whole lives and then it's okay. Are you kidding me? Seriously? There's no hell. Why don't we just go back to selling crack and just living all the way we want to do? What do you mean there's no hell? What? Then why win souls if there's no hell? What are you winning them from? Why even evangelize? Why even share the gospel? Why, I don't know, follow everything Jesus said? I don't understand what happened in our society where we are not heeding the warnings anymore. And unfortunately, in eternity, if this ugly little doctrine keeps flying up, we're going to get to heaven and be like, wow, where'd everybody go? Oh, yeah, they didn't heed the markers. Because for, I don't know, ever, we knew that there's a heaven and hell. So now there's no heaven if you don't believe there's a hell. Which leads me to not really hell, because I'm not fascinated with it. I could care less about it. Hell, gnashing of teeth, whatever you want to call it, I could care less. I'm more wondering why you're so unstable in your beliefs. I'm wondering why, you know, I could go up to anybody I know and just say, why do you believe this? And they don't even know why they believe it. It's unbelievable to me. Why do you believe this? Well, I don't know, man. It's what I was always taught. Hey, why do you believe there's no hell? Well, you know, everybody does. You actually have you don't even have a belief structure, man. You're just a copy machine. You're just a copy of whatever anybody puts on you. You don't even use your head. When I got saved, friends, I didn't wait I didn't wait for somebody to tell me what my whole belief system was. I went to the Bible and I did checks and balances. And even in the early days, when I heard something from a platform, I didn't just take it as gospel. I wanted to make sure that it was real. And I formed beliefs in my heart through the Word of God, through the Holy Spirit, then has been checked over time through a company of Spirit-filled, healthy believers. Don't look, it's not cool to be against the Bible. It's not cool to be against everybody else. Guys, be careful. Don't be Coca-Cola and mess up the recipe. Don't do this stuff, man. Look, who cares about hell? You don't even have to talk about it. Why does it even matter to you? You know when hell comes up? When somebody's changing their life and coming back to God, you're thankful that they're no longer in the hands of the enemy's grips. Come on, guys. And look, God's not sending you to hell. That's so stupid. Do you really think that if he loves you and you're struggling but you're still loving him, you think you're going to hell? Stop. Man, you're jacked up. So you know what happens? It's easier to believe that God's not real and convince yourself God's not real than ever believe that he's going to say he's not sending you to hell. Get out of Dodge. I'm not sure you're going to get to heaven with many crowns the way some of y'all live, but you're not going to hell. Do you want? It's like somebody came up to me one day in a service and they started crying. I think I committed the sin of blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Oh, and I'm like, please stop. First of all, if you really did, that's not how you feel. The fact that you feel this way shows me you didn't. People that commit a sin that's unforgivable are people that put their middle finger at God, curse him, don't believe he's real, and go ahead and live the way they want to live. Those people aren't going to ever be at an altar wondering if they committed that sin. If you're wondering if you've committed an unforgivable sin, you haven't. Because people that do don't think those things. Do you understand? So blasphemy against the Holy Ghost is completely cursing God, turning your back from him and not living any which way he ever wants you to and not even thinking he's real. And guess what? Yes, you will be judged and you can't forgive that because you're never turning. But if you love God and you're struggling and you're trying to do your best, stop. He's with you. He's for you. There's a difference between struggling and running right to hell because you don't believe God's real, or struggling and just fighting through with Jesus because you know he has you and you know he's real. There's a difference. We gotta let go of this fascination with hell. Let's be focused on heaven. Let's be focused on what God's called us to do. Hell, who cares about it? Because we're never gonna go there. We love you. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.